Harley steelworkers and machinists in Milwaukee and Tomahawk have ratified new contracts that would save Harley millions of dollars in labor costs beginning in 2012. That presumes Harley's board will decide to keep company promises and not move manufacturing work out of Wisconsin. Scott Parr helped negotiate the contract for the machinists and recommended its approval. He says workers will continue making good motorcycles, but Parr says he at least has some resentment towards Harley.
One of the most things I'm angry about is them having the ability to play state against state and municipality against municipality, and then also the other Harley workforces against each other.
The labor-backed think tank Institute for Wisconsin's Future says Congress should pass a law making it tougher for companies to play states against each other. Research Director Jack Norman says he'll be watching for details of the new incentive package Wisconsin has apparently offered the motorcycle firm. Norman says he also hopes workers become more skeptical when senior managers like those at Harley say cutbacks are needed.
They just cite the big anonymous market as a way of dodging responsibility for the decisions that they themselves made.
Norman says it appears Harley production employees will take the hit while the senior management team still enjoys large salaries and perks. Harley Davidson says it'll have more to say about the company after today's board meeting. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.